talking with our national extemporaneous contestant from the state of Oklahoma, Marty Jones. Marty, let's talk a little bit about your involvement in FFA, and how'd you get interested, first of all, in FFA?
Well, my family was involved in it, and so that kind of played a major part in my decision of getting into it, getting involved in the eighth grade. And as far as my actual involvement goes, I started out public speaking in eighth grade and just kind of grown with it a little bit. I started showing hogs in ninth grade, and that's kind of evolved a little bit. But obviously, I really enjoy the leadership side of things and have been encouraged through that through my advisors, and that's where my true passion lies.
Okay. Now, let's talk a little about some of the speaking opportunities you've had over the last two or three years.
Well, I got involved, like I said, in eighth grade speaking. I went to districts in eighth grade, went on, and the next year was the FFA Creed. I went through all the way up to state with it and placed fifth in the state of Oklahoma in the Creed. My next year, my sophomore year, I went in and was in the 8th, 9th, and 10th division. I got second at state with that. And then the next year, or this past year, I guess, got involved in natural resources with a speech over wind power, and placed first at state with that, and went on to the Super 6 and got runner-up in the Super 6. And along with my year last year, I participated in the extemporaneous contest and am now headed to nationals with it.
Okay. A little bit of a different animal, extemporaneous speaking is concerned. Tell for our listeners maybe not familiar, tell us about what you've got to do to get ready for one of these contests.
Well, basically, you've got to know information over every ag topic and be able to have somewhat of a knowledge behind that, and be able to take that knowledge and put it into a 4 to 6 minute speech and give that and be judged on that, and then be asked questions over, like I said, any agriculture topic. So,
of course, the questions are pertaining to your speech, right?
Exactly.
So, how do you get ready to cover that broad of a spectrum?
Well, that's definitely the hard part. You've just got to stay up to date, making sure that you read your local newspaper and to looking up some agriculture topics. Make sure that you check out online just some basic agricultural sites. You know, make sure you're looking at the U.S. Department of Agriculture site on new topics like that. Like I said, any ag topic could play a part in that. And with almost everything relating back to ag, as simple as just looking online, just typing in agricultural topics and stuff like that, you could easily find some different things that could easily be questions.
So as you get ready to go to Indianapolis, what's your study routine been this fall?
Well, it has pretty much been hours and hours every day researching topics, and then I practice every day with I'm given a topic or given three topics and pick one of those and then write my speech about those, and then in class or even out of class, making sure that I've asked questions and stuff like that to help make that process easier and make it faster, and so I can be more efficient with my time and hopefully have more time in memorization and things like that. So,
have you enjoyed it?
I have definitely enjoyed it. It's been a struggle definitely throughout, but I've had a blast. It has definitely been a different contest. I'm used to prepared public speaking, and so going into a contest like this where prepared is definitely not the case, definitely not the word there, it has been a real just blessing that I've been able to do this, and I've had a lot of fun, definitely.
What you know, your involvement with FFA goes back to the eighth grade. What do you think FFA's done for you?
FFA has made a huge impact in my life. It's allowed me to have various leadership skills, and I've been able to apply that back to my school, my community, and that has been just an awesome blessing to be involved in such a great organization and allow me to have those personal skills that I'll be able to use for the rest of my life.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well.